You still not understand.
Maybe we already know what a passage means and we just forget.
Studying the Bible requires you to want to understand.
Come on, twin.
Like, what do you mean I gotta give you my last savings?
You gotta dig a little deeper. Yeah.
Growth, that's where it comes from. Yeah. Like, through correction and reflection, you know?
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try living a better way. I'm Jose.
Yeah. I'm Marlon.
And I'm Fernanda. Yeah. Hey.
I got excited because it was first try.
I know. First try. Yeah. Jose got it.
Bro, it's light work, honestly.
Yeah, it's light.
Come on.
Okay.
Anyways.
Oh.
We're ready.
Straight to the point.
Straight to it. Get to it.
I don't know about y'all, but this happens to me a lot. Pretty often, not gonna lie. Where you're like talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. Any day type of conversation.
Yeah.
But you're not getting the point of what is going on. You're just on cruise control.
For sure. Sometimes somebody's telling me, and they went for too long for my brain. And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to be listening. What were they saying? And then I'm trying to get context clues, and I'm just like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've ever done that to you.
Or whenever you maybe get in trouble, but you don't even know what it is for, and you're just like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell a story?
Yes, go ahead.
Once upon a time, Jose was getting in trouble, like real trouble. And he was a little baby. He was like, let's say 4 or 5. No, I don't know. He was older.
Yeah.
I don't know. But all of a sudden, my mom's getting onto him, and I'm there, and this boy starts laughing. And my mom's like, why are you laughing? And Jose goes, what did you say?
I remembered a joke.
I just remembered a joke, Mom. That's why I'm laughing. My mom could not take him seriously. She started laughing, too, because how can you start thinking of a joke while you're getting literally reprimanded for something that you did? But that's a good example. And that actually happened.
The world could be ending.
Yeah. Man, I actually did remember a joke. It was a funny. I blame my dad. He said that.
It's them dad jokes.
Goodness. I'm not going to explain it because it doesn't make sense going from Spanish to English.
Yeah.
But anyways. Why do y'all think this happens? I know you said it's just too long.
Sometimes I think social media has ruined us. Oh. And
attention span.
Yeah, our attention span. Literally gone. But also some people struggle with just paying attention, ADHD, like you actually have to constantly focus. Or for me, I can't stay in one place for too long. I have to keep moving. Mm-hmm. So if I'm sitting like this, then I start thinking, oh my goodness, my back is hurting. Oh my goodness, I need to go to the bathroom. So then I'm having my own conversation in my head.
That's a little crazy. So I feel like sometimes it's just the conversation is not important to me. Honestly,
that's just baby, rude.
I mean, come on. Sometimes people be trying to talk about some stuff. I'm like, does this really affect my life or anybody else's life, dude?
Yeah.
Seems like kind of issue, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, not around here, buddy. That's just goofy, bro.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we already know. We know. When people just yap about the same thing and they repeat themselves.
I see.
I'm not about that.
No. You can tell.
Fix it.
Anyway, be nice.
Like, straight to the point.
Anyways, talking about this type of thing. Yeah. A long, long time ago, there's this guy, his name is Jesus.
Mm.
And he went through something like this. He was telling people over and over and over again, yet they didn't understand what was going on. Sometimes you're going to be like, it's a good little smack on the side of the head. Yeah. Come on, bro. Use that little thing. Yeah. Come on.
Sometimes we just think slow.
Yeah. But anyways, I'll tell y'all real quickly. It's a good amount of verses, but it's Matthew chapter 16, verse 5 through 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'll read it real quick. Right. It says, when they went across the lake, the disciples forgot to take bread. And Jesus said to them, be careful. Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if I'm saying that right, so I'm sorry. They discussed this amongst themselves and said, is it because we didn't bring any bread? Like, hey, is this why? But then it's like, he, aware of their discussion, Jesus asked, you of little faith, why are you talking among yourselves about not having bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the five loaves of five for the 5,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? Or the seven loaves for the 4,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? How is it that you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread, but be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Then they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teachings of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
They're like,
oh, that's what he meant.
After he gave him the receipts. Like, this, they're here, the 5,000, the 4,000. Come on, twin. Like, I've been telling y'all, bro.
Yeah.
All right, so.
I mean, to be fair, though, they forgot the bread, though.
Mm-hmm. They did forget the bread.
Like, hey, bro, we forgot the bread. I'm kind of hungry.
I mean, what I think was going on, they probably thought themselves, if this happened twice already, it's probably going to happen over here, too. And if he just said their bread is not trustworthy over here, like, who knows, might have mold or something. Yeah. We don't got nothing else.
Yes.
So what are we going to do?
Right.
So he said, be careful with your yeast. Mm-hmm. Fer, what does yeast, like, why? Why is he talking about that?
So whenever you're making bread, you add this little yeast thing, and it makes your bread rice, the dough rice. Mm. It makes it puffy.
Mm-hmm.
Big.
Makes it alive.
Yeah.
It's
alive.
Like, yeah. Sourdough, yeah.
And even with like a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, it's literally just a pinch, and it goes boop.
Mm-hmm. So here, he's talking to us about the false teachings and hypocrisy and unbelief. And even in those like small little doses, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It can grow into something mm-hmm. big.
Yeah. I mean, you big can see it many places, right, mm-hmm. Marlon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then he just kept looking at me. I was like,
oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking about what you were saying.
Yeah. But yeah. And then the Pharisees and the Sadducees, like, they were like different groups. They're not the same people. Mm-hmm. There's a reason they're mm-hmm. both mm-hmm. called different things. Mm-hmm. But they both resisted Jesus and misunderstood God's purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were so focused on their personal traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch the last episode. And they were just like, Jesus is not doing this, 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 this. That's what we're focused on, laser focused on this. Yeah. But Jesus was talking about a whole different thing, and they still didn't get it.
And mind you, they were like the ones that were like basically like the leaders of the church. They were the ones that, like...
And they were lost.
They represented God, and they were the ones that, like, basically spoke to everybody. Mm-hmm. They knew everybody. They were, like... They were kind of like a government, but government in, like, a church way.
Yeah, they kind of ran
mm-hmm. everything. There was one church, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was blind leading blind.
Mm-hmm.
It was. But you know what we gotta do?
What?
We gotta trust in Jesus, dude.
Yes. Bro. Yeah. Sometimes it can be hard. Yes. We understand.
Because sometimes, like, you know, Jesus likes to use parables, which obviously it's hard to understand sometimes. You gotta really look into it.
You really have to want to understand.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Which, faithfulness leads to clear spiritual understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this Bible verse that we just read, Jesus literally says, do you still not understand?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But the importance of like this that we're talking about, like, it takes faithfulness to do this, is because faith, it not only like it needs you to like think spiritually about mm-hmm. things.
Yes.
It's not just about...
It's not logical what mm-hmm. you see, what you can count. Mm-hmm. It's I need to trust God in this, even though I might not understand now.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's not an easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, me personally, like, it's difficult, you know, to kind of give up that way of, like, oh, the things I can see, the things I know.
Yeah.
Let's think about this. Does it make sense with what I know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy that even, like, committed, like, followers of God can misunderstand Jesus at first.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I don't know about you, Marlon, but, like, when I, like, learn something new at school or something, first time I read it.
No.
No, it's not going to work.
No.
Yeah, but it also happens whenever you're reading the Bible. Sometimes I have to reread the same paragraph over and over and over because it's still not clicking. And then I'm like, okay, I read it and it's still not clicking. Let me change and go to the dictionary and maybe it's not clicking. And then I have to go to the translation.
Yes.
Like, it's studying the Bible requires you to want to understand. It's not always going to be like... bling. God is going to reveal it to you like that. You have to work for it. Yeah. Anything that's good requires effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That literally happened to me while I was getting ready for this episode. I was going to lead and everything. I was like, okay, let me look it up. My go-to Bible is ESV. Looks it up.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean? You know what? Let me go to NIV real quick. Going to be honest, not my... like, if I can't understand it, let me go to an easier version. Yeah. Which is, there's nothing wrong with using different versions. We need to. It helps us understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also think it helps us see the dependence that we need to have in God because it is all about faith and asking God to reveal what he is wanting to tell you there. Mm-hmm. And also... thinking about like going to ask other people, you can always learn if it's biblically sound. Yeah. You have to have that discernment and be like, okay, does this make sense? Is this aligned to God's character?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that's when it comes with faith.
Yeah. Like I was thinking about too how, as you said, even followers or people who have been in the faith long can also kind of mess up. We could mess up. You know, I know sometimes I, like, for example, Fed, you said, sometimes we can, like, maybe not understand a passage. Maybe we already know what a passage means, and we just forget. Mm-hmm. And we're like, what? Like, what do you mean I've been doing this wrong? I know what this says. I know what I'm supposed to do, but, yeah, I'm still doing it wrong. And it makes you also, yeah, like, think. You gotta look. You gotta be hungry. You gotta really, in like, be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna be faithful, and I'm gonna study this, and I'm gonna look for God's understanding in my life.
Yeah, and not man's understanding. Yeah. Because a lot of people focus on what, like, other people have taught me, and that's what's true. Mm-hmm. Because you're just focused on a person's voice or a person's opinion. Yeah. But in reality, you have to go to the source, which is God. Yeah. So we need to be aware of any of the other doctrines that do not align with what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Because it's literally the authority needs to be the Bible. And then if everyone was using the Bible as the authority, there wouldn't be that many misunderstandings. Yeah, so we just need to be aware of that.
You can, like, see, like, this, like, in the Bible verse you just read, like, the disciples were, like, more, like, concentrated on them forgetting to bring the bread than instead of having the faith that they had in Jesus the past two times. Like, these little five pieces of bread, this seven pieces of bread are not going to feed 5,000 men and 4,000 men. And then you got to count the extra people. At that point, they were having faith in God and Jesus that he was going to multiply it.
He was going to provide.
No, But then, and then this time they're like, oh, we forgot to bring this. Mm. That's where, like, they pay attention to that instead of their faith in God. But, yeah, everything, all this encourages, like, patience and discipleship.
Yeah.
Growth, that's where it comes from, like, through correction and reflection, you know? Even in church, like... it's good to, like, listen to the Bible. It's good to listen to worship to do that. But you got to do yourself the work, too. Mm-hmm.
You got to dig a little deeper.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Y'all know where that's from?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
Right. Anyways.
Like, what do you mean I got to give you my last savings?
Well, that's amazing. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching. We are here every Friday at 10 a.m. Find us at ADAW Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. You can also find more content at lifeword.org. And if you are very intentional about growing and getting to really understand how to study the Bible, go to follow.lifeword.org. And you can do it in Spanish as well. Follow.lifeword.org/Spanish. And in this place, you get to literally get lesson by lesson video lessons. It's not that hard. So your attention span won't be affected here. And basically get to know more about Jesus and how he can transform you and your way of thinking. We will see you next Friday. Bye.
Bye.